Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Right. He's an hour earlier because he's got some TV stuff he's got
stuff to do.
That's okay. This is our prime time, too. Right.
Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio is opening July 23rd at the Jerry Orbach Theater in New York City.
I love Jerry Orbach.
Wasn't he the dude that played the dad in Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, but he's also done a ton of stuff since then. He was all over TV.
But a lot of us know him best for the dad. You know, he was Dr. J. He was dad in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, no, actually, he was on Law & Order for, 1,000 years?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Exactly right. Jerry Orbach's got his own theater. Obviously. He's gone, right? Isn't he dead?
Yes. Hello? Am I on?
You're on, buddy. How you doing, Paul?
Yes, he's dead. Thanks. Is this helping people come to my show? I don't know. This is great. Thanks. Well, I couldn't get the Tyne Daly Theater, so I had to settle for Jerry Orbach.
No, that's cool. And congratulations, Paul. That's congratulations on the new show. First of all, how'd the show come about? How'd you get off Broadway to Byte, and how's this working?
I slept with 8 people. 3 of them didn't even know I was sleeping with them, but I did it anyway.
That's cool.
This is the anti-Me Too movement where you encourage people to sleep their way to the top and into roles and such.
Yeah, exactly. I go the other way. Whatever the society's doing, I go the other
way. Not really. I mean, you had to plug it. You had to have a theater bite. How'd it work for you?
What happened was I do the warm-up for the Late Show, right. And, you know, I do sort of... You've seen my show, mm-hmm. Where I sort of talk to people, and now it's gotten to the point where I'm bringing them on stage, and some producers saw it at the Late Show, and they said, have you been doing that a while, or how did that come about? And I'm like, well, I don't know, I just start talking to people, and they tell me these crazy, cool, bizarre stories,
right.
And they said...
Yeah, but you have to have a sense, and you obviously have it, of who's going to be interesting, because sometimes you could just bring some boring guy up on stage. I've seen comedians who try to interact with the crowd, and sometimes the other guy doesn't play along very well.
But you don't bring that guy on stage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Paul Mercurio has
that. So they saw that, and they saw it as a one-man show?
Yeah, because they said they hadn't seen it. It's improv, but it's not like the traditional improv where people give you suggestions. It's not stand-up, and it's not crowd work, like kind of stuff where you... some stand-ups do where you like to talk to somebody but kind of use that as a way to get into a bit that you already have.
Right.
I'm like, I just bring, you know, like, I just talk to them, and then, you know, you've seen the show when I come out there to Funny Bone, and like, but it happened like 2 nights ago. We're in previews now where they, you know, come out and review the show and stuff like that, and I said to this woman, what's your name? She goes, Nydia. I go, Lydia? She goes, no, Nydia. And she was really pissed about it because I guess everybody in the world does that to her.
Well, nobody calls herself Nydia, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I go, why are you named that? She goes, well, my father named me after his lover.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you were born out of wedlock? She goes, no. My father was married to my mother and having an affair with another woman.
Oh, my God.
And that's what everybody did in the show. They did exactly the same thing, and their eyes got like the size of like sausage. And she goes, so, and they, I was born, and he named me after the woman that he was cheating on.
Wow.
I know. So now, and the first thing I go is like, how weird is that, like, rocking your daughter to sleep who's named after the woman you're you're banging? Like, it's like, do you get, like, aroused that you're holding her? Like, I don't know. I'm telling you, I didn't make any of this up. So, like, all I did was say, why did they name you Nydia? Like, I'm not doing anything magical, but people, like, people want to tell you things. I don't.
It's now, you're flying by your pants, and I've seen you a few times do this, and you're really good at it, obviously. But you're flying by your pants. How nervous are you with a one-man? This isn't a comedy club situation. Yeah. This is them coming into a theater to see Paul Mercurio's one-man
and
show.
And not just the seat of his pants. Yeah. He's flying with his entire pants. People fly by the seat of their pants. No, Mercurio's different.
So what if you don't? I mean, some guy, you know, a nitty, it was great. Now you don't have a nitty every night.
No, you know, you actually make a good point. I did say to my wife the other night, like, I'm more nervous than I normally am either doing the warm-up or doing stand-up. And I said, I think because it really is, like, it's a theater show. We have, like, a set. We have, like, the press is built around all of me, like it is with headlining, but mm-hmm. it's different. And so I do feel a little more pressure, but I'm getting stuff. Like, so I had this couple last night, okay? They look, say, 67, 68, mm-hmm. nice couple. Just average-looking people just walking down the street, right?
Right.
How long have you been married? Oh, we married a year. How'd you meet? Well, we met on, like, Spank.com. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm getting a tingling in my privates going, man, have I got a story coming now. This is awesome, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, turns out they have what the guy finally says is about 3 minutes in is an open marriage.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you sleep with other people. No, not open that way. We're just open with each other sexually.
Got it.
And we're willing to go and do whatever. And they're nice people. Not that attractive. So I was throwing up in my mouth a little bit. But and I go, well, what does that mean? And then this guy... because you really have to see it, because it's the last people that you would think would say the next thing mm-hmm. based on the way they look. She goes, well, I'm a dom, and she's a sub, and we play these roles. Because, and I said to the woman, well, why do you do that? She goes, because it's freeing to give yourself over to somebody and have them dominate you. And like, and everybody in the room is like, what the F? What is going on? Like, and this was within like 6 or 7 minutes. Of them being on stage 5 minutes, like, and they're telling me all this stuff. So
that's cool. Well, you're in New York City. You're gonna have a mishmash of a bunch of people. Obviously, it's a huge.
And Paul's the kind of guy you like to share stuff with.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. He makes you feel comfortable, and you want to share.
So, how many nights are you at the Jerry Orbach Theater in a week? How's it work?
We're doing 3 nights a week: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
right.
And it's running through August 15th. Wanted to kind of start out, you know, have a nice. Run to kind of be able to do, and then see where we are after that. But and just theater's a great theater. It's 3 blocks from the Late Show, so I can still do the Late Show thing.
I was going to say, how'd you clear that?
You can juggle both jobs because they're close.
And then I just walk down, and you know, we're getting tourists because we have, you know, a lot of tourists. It's right in Times Square, and mm-hmm. you know, right on Broadway, and you know,
that's very cool.
It's great. I mean, I just.
Is Colbert going to come watch it, or does he even care?
So I told him about it. He's trying to figure out when he's going to come, and then Trump is coming, and
sure,
yeah, he's bringing Putin, and I'm going to bring Putin up.
You should bring them two up.
Yeah,
that'd be a story. That'd be a story.
Trump is like, well, I'm a dom and he's a sub.
That's not true. That's the other way around. You know, Dale, well, it's the other way around. Putin is the dom and the sub is Trump.
Well,
for
think,
sure.
Yeah, the problem
what,
is.
What
the,
am I thinking? Trump, the penis sheep. What am I thinking?
Of course you are, man.
The story changes all the time.
No, Putin is a spanker. That's for sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you go from the Ed Sullivan Theater to the mm-hmm. Jerry Orbach Theater.
Thank you very much. Yes.
That's a great line.
Iconic.
Two iconic entertainers.
Yes.
I love Jerry Orbach. Don't get me wrong.
Why do I even get up and talk to you guys? Anyway.
Ed Sullivan is dead, too, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm hoping to go to the Robin Williams basement show next. It's been just crazy. Like, I really get these stories, and I'm just like, and I'm not doing anything magical. I do think the one thing I can get a sense of, like, is if someone, like, does a little pause or something, like, I'll ask a question and they pause a certain way. I do think I'm pretty good at picking up, like, okay, there's something more there.
Right.
And Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how sometimes people say yes, but they don't really mean yes?
Well, you've been practicing this for a long time, so, I mean, you obviously know what you're doing.
You could pick up on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and you guys, too. I mean, you're great interviewers, one of you, anyway. And,
Come on.
He's pissed off at the Ed Sullivan line. That was a great line.
It usually depends on the subject.
That's for damn sure. So where can people get tickets to the Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio at the Jerry Orbach Theater?
Jerry Orbach is dead, too.
I know, but Jerry Orbach was a great actor, but it's just great that that's a theater's named after him.
Yeah,
I know. That should be my next show is Jerry Orbach is dead.
So do you get in line in Times Square, like I see all the tourists
Or could you get online? You get tickets ahead of time, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, you get tickets ahead of time at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
And if folks are coming and making a trip to New York, I hope put it down on your list to come. I'm a cheap date. Tickets are only like $50 to $75, something like that.
They say no. Hamilton.
No.
Thank you.
But $75.
You guys really should go. You know what? You should be publicists. You'd be great for people.
No, I'm talking ticket prices.
I
want to see a musical. I would rather go to New York City and see a guy like you.
Well, of course, I want to see.
I would rather shoot myself. Well, it's funny because I have a sequin pants and I sing and dance too. Gotta laugh, gotta sing. There's a lot of that going on.
Don't say that. Please don't do that.
I wouldn't want to see that.
How long does the show last? Because you can
it's
do
going through August 15th.
No. I mean, how long is it for?
It's an hour and 15 minutes.
Got it. Okay. All right.
I mean, if I learned anything from stand up, is get up, and get off.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I've seen people try to do.
Here's the other thing that was I was a little nervous about. I've done like this audience interaction stuff for probably as long as like 35-40 minutes at a clip. Sometimes people say come to the stand-up show and they go, you should do the whole show like that. I don't know if that's a compliment or just stop doing jokes. I don't know, but it's probably the latter.
Right.
And I'm like, I haven't done this for over an hour. Like, what if people get bored with me talking to people? Well, that's not a problem. Like, it's just been one thing at one person after another. And also, there's a theme to the show. It has an opening. It's a monologue. Frank Oz is working on it with me. He's the Muppets guy.
Yeah.
You know, directed Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro and Steve Martin and Paul Mercurio. You tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Well, that's good. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, he really helped me. I called him up and I said, look, I'm kind of stuck in the sense like I'm too close to it and I need help framing it. Like, so it's stuck. I didn't want it to be not a stand-up show. I didn't just want to come out and just start talking to people. I wanted to have a little bit of a point of view and a spine or a theme to it, and so it has an open and a closing, opening monologue, closing monologue, and there's some cool stuff we're doing. The set was designed by the set designer who designed the set for The Late Show with Colbert, The Daily Show, and The Colbert Report, because he's been seeing me do this at the shows of warm-up, and he's always said to me, I think there's a show there, man. And so when I told him, he goes, yeah, whatever you need, and so he stepped up and, like, you know, he didn't charge me anywhere near what
That's why I was wondering about that, the money situation. Paying
well, you know, I have some investors, but, you know, it's not, like you said, Hamilton. Thanks for pointing that out. And the lighting designer from The Late Show with Colbert is doing all the lighting, and they're helping me out with that.
So Hamilton's not at the Jerry Orbach Theater Thursday through Sunday, then, right? Okay.
No. Exactly. It took a big hit, and we're sharing the same dressing room. I got so thrown, I wore a powdered wig in my last performance. I don't know what I was doing. So it really is, it's a full theater show. Like, it's not just a guy coming out doing stand-up at a theater.
No, I've seen the set. I've seen some of your social media stuff. I've seen the set. It looks cool, and I'm very happy for you, man. That's really
cool.
Yeah,
man, yeah, we're really excited. It really is, the theme of it is it really is the audience's show, but not in a hokey way or anything. And then just kind of have a little, we have a nice theme to it, you know, kind of. People sort of should maybe talk it out a little bit, that kind of stuff. And then,
well, you know as well as we know, probably better, that you scratch the surface of anybody's life, there's some weird crap in there.
Oh, yeah.
And people always say to me, like, I get this all the time. They'll come up to me on the road. It happened at the Funny Bone when I was in Omaha. It's like, were those people plants? I'm like, no. They go, well, yeah, I called ahead and said I need a guy who's a dom. And his wife was dubbing.
I need a Nydia.
A woman named Nydia.
I need a Nydia.
Nydia. An angry Puerto Rican. And so
my dad's...
That was the only part of that story that made sense. The guy had a you know, Puerto Rican with a baby out of wedlock. Anyway, I'm the racist guy.
How you doing? Good morning.
And so, you know, it's like, no, they're not plants. It's exactly what you just said. Like, and that's one of the themes of the show, is everybody has a story. And I don't mean that just as a line that's, like,
no.
Easy. Like, you're going to walk out, and you're going to walk into McDonald's this morning and get a coffee, and everybody around you's got a story.
Oh, hell yeah.
And this is just organically came about just through my stand-up and warm-up, realizing, you know, if you give people, like, a microphone in a couple of minutes to make them feel safe and comfortable, they'll talk about anything. Like, it was interesting because that woman that was the sub, you know, the older couple I was talking about earlier, at one point, because we started getting into stuff, and then I go, well, what do you mean, like, your open relationship? And she went like this. She went, oh, I can't believe I'm saying, oh, okay, anyway. And, like, you could see, like, she wanted to say it, but wasn't sure. And then she just said it, and everybody, like, gave him a big applause, and it was like everybody, that people were talking to him afterwards. Like, they were like the star of the show.
Did she pull the rubber ball out of her purse and put it in her mouth or anything like that? That'd be kind of cool.
Or your mouth.
She kept leaning over to me and going, my safe words are lemon square. I'm like, what?
That's pretty specific, by the way, lemon square. You sure that didn't happen?
See, that's an act that you have, though. Not everybody feels comfortable around comedians, and you're able to do that.
That's
to people,
true.
So
that's true.
You, and that's why you're playing the Jerry Orbach Theater.
if I were better, I'd be at the Winter Garden. If I were only better at it.
Well, you are still on the road, by the way. I think you're booked here in December, right? We'll see you there.
I think it's I think it might be the weekend after Thanksgiving. That one.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see. Can't wait to see you. But let's talk before then. And congratulations on the event, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thank you. And Ticketmaster, if anybody coming out this way, I hope you can make it. And always great, man. Thanks for
all
having
right.
me on.
Thank you, man.
Rest in peace. Anywhere in our box.
Rest.
It's just such a nondescript name. We all know who Jerry Orbach is. It was just a great name for a theater, the Jerry Orbach
right.
Theater. He was a big theater actor, too, by the way, besides being on
TV. I'm sure it's there because he made big contributions to Off-Broadway.
Exactly.
And he might even put some money into that.
And he's dead now.
Yeah.
All right. But permission to speak with Paul Mercurio, Ticketmaster, anywhere in the country. If you're heading to New York City, go check it out. That actually looks like pretty cool. He is great at that, too. He really is. And we know for a fact, just by listeners calling this show, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a ball in their purse.
And we joke, but that is actually a really reasonable price for a show. Like,
yeah, I know. We're scaring
anywhere in that area.
We're scaring some people in the Midwest. But
$50 to $75 bucks.
It's New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
going to
cost.
For anything near Broadway, that's a great price.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should call them near Broadway shows instead of off Broadway.
Yeah.
Has a bitter connotation.
Yeah.
You're close.
That's probably more accurate.
It's Jerry Orbach.
WeWork is apparently a real estate behemoth believed to be worth about $20 billion.
Not familiar.
No, nor am I. But they are going meat-free.
You know, vegetarian pussies.
They cited environmental concerns in announcing their immediate company-wide ban on meat.
What's that mean? They don't serve it at their cafeterias, or you can't eat it at lunch?
They told the 6,000 or so employees the company will no longer serve meat at employee events or reimburse them for meals that include red meat, poultry, and pork.
Damn. Wow.
Well, they're hardcore about it, obviously.
Wouldn't fly in this part of the world.
Hmm.
They are based in New York. They operate in more than 20 countries.
I saw this special on CBS Sunday Morning about seaweed farming. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
That's the future.
Yep.
Seaweed farming is the future.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but did you see that the judge has to figure out whether or not it's a plant or an animal?
No.
I didn't hear that part. They really didn't stress that part.
I'm not sure, but somewhere
I think it's
they're
a
trying
plant.
To figure out whether it's a plant or an animal.
What's the argument for it being an animal?
Yeah, it's pasta and it grows like a plant. It's served like pasta. It looks good.
It has to do with harvesting, actually. If it is an animal, anyone can harvest it. If it's a plant,
it's their particular farm.
Yeah, if it's a plant, it's my farm.
Well, that
But
these people lease these things and plant them underground and with ropes, and they just harvest it that way. So I would think you'd be ripping it off if it wasn't yours.
Well, these are for people who just own the land. They just own the land, and there's seaweed growing out, and then other people will come around and take
different.
The seaweed.
Okay,
not necessarily, because these people that own the land now see, hey, wait a minute, I got money sitting right there. You can't take it.
Well, these people, the one we were watching was actual farmers that lay it out there. They don't grow wild.
This is wild.
Okay. I forget how he was actually able to lease a portion of the ocean. He was actually out on the ocean.
Yeah, I didn't get how it works either. Wow. But
it may have to do with tide.
It sounded interesting.
No.
It was interesting.
It didn't have anything to do with the tide?
No, because he was a little further out where the tide wouldn't affect.
Okay.
Because he would just string up a rope and then throw some kelp, some seaweed on there, and it would grow bigger. And then haul the rope in when it was time to harvest.
Yeah. And because we're overfishing and all that kind of crap.
Right. He had it all cordoned off with the buoys and such, little floats.
That's okay. Joe will eat extra sausage today to make up for the meat.
Yeah. Joe won't be going to work for those guys anytime soon.
Yeah, like in a suit crazy world, like could beef eaters or poultry eaters have a suit like pound beef two movement?
You know what?
Thing?
They tried to do that with Oprah years ago when Oprah said red meat was bad. She won that lawsuit because the fact is people are still going to eat meat. And if you tell them not to eat meat because it's not good for you, it's not your fault. It's probably true.
And here's the
deal. We all eat meat. Right. Don't get mad at me. You can't sue because somebody says don't eat your stuff.
Most
they
companies
tried it.
Can your employer tell you what you eat, though?
No. I don't know. That's true. You're like
that's
you go
what,
to,
that's what I mean.
Oh, I don't know.
They can tell you what they'll pay for.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
You get a card. You pay for
saying.
Dinner.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't. Most times you don't get reimbursed for booze, so they're just throwing it under that label.
Yeah, you're right. They could do that.
Damn.
Yeah. They better keep the booze in there. It wouldn't be any sales meetings ever.
Yeah.
There'd be no sales meetings.
Yeah.
Could you imagine taking out a bunch of group of guys and saying, "Okay, everybody gets a salad." Yeah, but you can drink your vodka.
We'll have some veggie rolls. And
most of us work for companies who don't pay for anything. So this is truly a first world problem. My company won't reimburse me for
we were at like a business thing the other night, and there was a bunch of business guys walking out, and they were a bunch of meat eaters. You know that. A bunch of guys in, suits.
Sure.
And then there was Tyler.
Slacks. A bunch of slacks walked out, and I got trapped in the middle of them walking out, and these guys were outside the restaurant. And I got cargo shorts on and a shirt, my hair and a beard.
It was literally,
glad to be that guy.
It was like 12 guys
Because I don't like that outfit.
Right. Khaki-clad meat eaters.
Oh, just the outfit is shiny. I know a lot of guys got to do that for a living, and a lot of them listen to us, too, but that's why we do this. I don't have to ever dress that way. Ever. Not even for a frickin' wedding. Ever.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.